with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, beneath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence.
And welcome to another episode of TLB Talk Radio. And the title of today's show is, What Does GOP Actually Stand For? Let me say that again. What does GOP actually stand for? And that is the show for Sunday, April 28th, 2024. All right. So this is also, I believe, episode 113. So we are definitely getting up there. We are well beyond the 2-year point. And I thoroughly enjoy knowing that I have a mechanism for getting the word out. And it is a good mechanism. And we'll talk about that in a minute. Today's show, again, the title is, What Does GOP Actually Stand For? And believe me, it's not going to be what you think. Let's wind our way through an opening routine that I present every week. TLB Talk Radio is sponsored by TLB Project's newest project, and that is the social media site TLBTalk.com. I usually say come and join us and say what needs to be said, but I think I told you last week. If not, I will reiterate this. TLB Talk is in the garage until the 1st of July. Why? Bigger, badder, better, faster. I keep telling you people about that, and I keep saying if we get the chance, we will do this. We are at the development stage on TLB Talk where this would probably be the most opportune time to do it before it gets so big that this would be a disaster to even attempt. What are we doing to TLB Talk? We're making it bigger, badder, better, faster. Not kidding. Including giving you some capabilities, which I'm not going to reveal now. That's for the launch. That you don't have and you probably won't find in most social media platforms. But this is what I'm saying. TLB Talk is a sponsor of this show, but at the same time, TLB Talk is going through a major upgrade. Again, relaunch date is scheduled for the 1st of July so that you can have TLB Talk to use or to utilize on the 4th of July. We wanted to get it up and running as soon as possible because this is a very, very important year. This is the year for a presidential election. Now, all of the other elections are there, too, so I'm not trying to downplay them. What I am saying is that this could be one of the most critical, if not one of the most crucial, elections in the United States in well over a century. So TLB Talk needs to be back up in order to give you a platform leading up to the elections in November. So again, the 1st of July, we intend to relaunch TLB Talk with some additional capabilities that'll put a smile on everybody's face. There will be more information on that just prior to July rolling around so that you will know exactly what to expect, or at least more than what I'm willing to tell you right now. Okay, TLBTalk.com. Again, once it's back up, our motto is come and join us and say what needs to be said. As usual, before I get started, I'd like to once again say thanks to RBN for the platform, to Sam, the show's producer. Also, a thank you to Annie at Shake and Wake Radio, who replays this show every Thursday on her network, is a huge fan of RBN. And that show is called Eagle's Eye Report, and that airs Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central. Okay, between these platforms with emphasis on RBN, because RBN, again, John Stattmiller, who founded and was the managing director and owner of RBN until he passed a couple of short years ago, John was the media director for TLB Talk. So there is a connection there between the Liberty Beacon Project and RBN that is pretty damn solid. And if I can get you to help them, to support them, I definitely will. And how would I do that? Here he goes again. A lot of you probably do who listen to RBN give an occasional donation. And for that, you are appreciated more than you can understand. But how can you take it to the next level? Yeah, Roger says this every week. Average out what you normally give these people over the course of the year, a donation. Okay, $30 here, $50 there, $20 here. If it comes to $120, yeah, Roger's making it easy on himself. If it comes to $120, yeah, divide it by 12 and put that $10 in the next time you go to make a donation. Put that $10 in there and check the box that says make this a monthly donation. You haven't spent any more, but what you have done is you have given them a budget. And with a budget, with the fact in front of their face that they're going to be getting a certain amount every single month, they can give you bigger, badder, better, faster, which is exactly what the Liberty Beacon Project is doing with TLB Talk right now. Again, if you want to help RBN to grow, to get bigger, better, badder, faster for you, then consider giving them a monthly reoccurring donation. Again, I'm not asking you to give any more, but if you can, please do. This platform is worth it. If it wasn't, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be doing a weekly show. But I am, and I will do one going forward for as long as there's still breath coming out of my face. Excuse me. All right, so I will always state that the message I bring you today is not entertainment, nor is it baseless guesses or remote possibilities. Most of what I deliver is in-your-face reality, recorded facts, or an inevitability depending on our course of action. Quit saying theirs. We know theirs. We're living it. We're suffering it. We see it every day. Alternative media reports on it every day, and mainstream media lies about it every day. It's not their course of action. We need to know. It's ours, people. And I'm already doing this on my other show, but on this show, starting next week, we're going to start talking about our course of action. Because we sure as the hell talk a lot about theirs. Is it necessary? Yes, it is. Is it something you need to know? Yes, it is. But you won't get a solution until we sit down and talk about our course of action. And that's something you don't hear a hell of a lot about. So maybe we need to crack that door open. It's coming, people. Okay? And I never make promises I can't keep. This is something, this is a discussion we need to get into. And I will probably have guests, and that will probably be a multi-episode show. As a matter of fact, I can just not guarantee it. But again, we can't sit here and constantly say, depending on their course of action. We know what that is. We suffer it daily. Let's see what we can do about it. Let's talk. Let's talk. Let's TLB talk. All right. As usual, links to applicable references and articles are always included in the article containing this archive show published on Monday on thelibertybeacon.com by noon central. So you will always be able to grab this show and the entire article. All right, so let's rock this. What was the title again? What does GOP actually stand for? Oh, a lot of you people actually think you know the answer to that, but I'm going to pop a bubble. All right, and not necessarily without using a little bit of humor, or should I say satire. Let's start out, for instance, when I'm asked if I'm a Democrat or a Republican, what do I say? How about we talk about a few points before I answer that? What does GOP stand for? Well, historically, it stands for Grand Old Party. It does. What is the record of GOP in supporting We the People? I'm going to tell you something, and we will get into more detail later. This is just to open the points up to you. Let me say that again. What is the record of the GOP in supporting We the People? It's miserable. And yeah, we're going to get into that. What is the record of the GOP supporting the deep state? It's a whole lot better than it is for the GOP supporting We the People. Why is it, I don't know, that when the Speaker of the House is Republican, they are always traitorous to the conservative cast? What about Johnson the other day? What was passed in the House was something every Republican was speaking against. But what, I don't know, is this guy, I don't know, is he being bribed? Has he done something they know about and they're saying you're either going to do this or else? Is it? I don't know. But take a look at this guy and take a look at the guy he replaced and then take a look at the guy he replaced. Okay? Every time you have a conservative Speaker of the House, then the tyranny that they display always rises to a new level. What can we expect from this guy? It's already showing its hand. Okay? What are they not doing that they ought to be doing? Well, let's tap into that a little bit. Why are they not doing a hell of a lot to close our southern border, even though the actions being taken by Joe Bob are treasonous? Now, when I say that, and I've said it several times before, I get pushback. The heck do you mean treasonous, Roger? That's ridiculous. How does not closing the border equal treason? How many of you actually listen when a president is sworn in? How many of you? How many of you remember that he states with his hand on a Bible that he will protect all Americans from enemies, both foreign and domestic? That is his main task. All the rest of his politics is extra. This guy's job is to ensure the safety and prosperity of you and me. That's a fact. That is why he is there. But yet, let's stop and think about this. As soon as he got into office, he cut off everything Trump was doing instantly to secure the border. He sold off sections of the border wall. Didn't put them up, sold them off. Okay? And then, what is he doing now? He's guaranteeing the governors of states that are trying to keep these people from flooding into their states and destroying their state. He's trying to, I don't know, basically tell them, you do that and you're going to be sorry. This is our president. Our president is not only not stopping what's coming across the border, he is threatening those who wish to protect their people in their states. I have to explain something to you people. We know there are foreign agents coming across that border. We know there are terrorists coming across that border. They've got a list of the ones they actually caught. How many didn't they catch? It's estimated to be in the hundreds, maybe the thousands. How many drug traffickers? How many human traffickers? How many child traffickers? We know they're here. And again, how many agents are sitting in the opportune spot waiting for a signal to sabotage something? And if you've got thousands of them all over the country, what do you think is going to happen to America if and when a signal like that actually goes off? Now, all of this is speculation, except the fact that we do know terrorists are coming into country. We do know that the country is being invaded. When's the last time you called 10 million people crossing your border illegal anything but an invasion? And when's the last time you saw a 10 million person invasion that was unstopped, unchecked, knowing what is coming across the border is not good for this country? Joe Bob is committing treason. He is knowingly allowing and preventing the stoppage of those who would intentionally harm this country into this country. I dare anybody listening to this show to open that damn dictionary up and look at the definition of treason. And then you tell me Joe Bob isn't a traitor. And it's not Joe Bob. He doesn't have the brains for this. It's those who run Joe Bob. It's the deep state. So, if you take a look at this, what are we looking at? How much of this has the GOP stopped? How much have they pushed back against? How much have they dragged into the Supreme Court? How much, and have they done some? Yes. Is it anywhere near enough? Have we seen even a slowdown of what's coming across the border? Have we? Don't the Republicans have a majority in the House? How much stoppage are we seeing? How much of that is being discussed even at a level that it demands? When's the last time you heard a Republican, and no, I'm not, when's the last time you heard a leader Republican in the House or even in the Senate step up to say that what Joe Bob is doing is treasonous to the American people? I dare anybody to tell me the last time you heard that and show it to me. But is that what's happening? Yes, it is. Why the hell aren't the Republicans saying this, and why aren't they holding him to account? Why? Because, I don't know, maybe our Republicans don't have the backbone they wish everybody to believe they do, but let's go on, okay? Why is it, let's say it this way. Why do they preach limited and responsible spending, yet the bills they help to pass detail just the opposite? Speaker of the House Johnson is in trouble with people in his own party right now because he worked with Democrats to get bills passed that, again, throw trillions of dollars in every direction, but at us. We have to pay for it. Do you know how much money is going to foreign governments? Do you have a clue? How about close to $100 billion and more? Let me ask you a question. What is that money for? Oh, let me see. Israel, Ukraine. And I could probably give you a few more. How much of it is for the southern border? How much of it is for the southern border, which is causing more havoc and destruction, okay, and distrust in this country than any other mechanism? How much of that money, how much money has been focused on closing our southern border? No, we would rather give hundreds of billions of dollars, adding up to trillions of dollars, to everybody else all around the planet while leaving our front door wide open to allow treason to happen. That's exactly what is happening. And where are the Republicans putting the brakes on this? Have you seen it? I sure as the hell haven't. Okay. How about this? Why are they not doing a hell of a lot to, I don't know. Actually, what we are seeing is treasonous actions against the former and maybe present, yeah, president by Dems dragging him through lawfare hell. Now, everybody's going to say, well, you know, how does that fit? What is he? Is he a Democrat? No, he's a Republican, isn't he? Yes, he is. And we know for a fact that beyond a shadow of a doubt, just about every damn thing they're throwing at him is garbage. It's crap. And in most cases, a president or an ex-president should never have to sit for them. We know this. No other president in history has ever been treated this way. We are looking at a deep state and Democratic push to make sure that their competition loses regardless of who he or she is. Trump is there. They know for a fact that Trump would beat Biden in a race hands down. It wouldn't even be a guess. But at the same time, look at what they're playing. Look at the game they're playing. Okay, this is not so much about Democrats. Why did I just unfold all of that? How many Republicans do you see pushing back against this? How many Republicans do you see pushing back against one lawsuit after another, which all turn out to be absolute crap? How many Republicans are pushing back against a president being charged for breaching security, national security, by having classified documents in Mar-a-Lago? How many? How many of you are totally unaware of the fact that any sitting president has the ability, before he leaves office, to say anything, anything is declassified? He is the only person on the planet with that power and authority, and it is absolute. How many of you actually know that? Everything that was in Mar-a-Lago was stated by Trump to have been declassified, which automatically made it true. End of story. But yet, they're dragging this guy through hell, through court, and everything else. That's just one trial, okay? But why am I bringing this one up? Why? Because Joe Bob had very classified material, highly classified material, sitting in his garage next to his Corvette, which his drug-addled son and his son's friends all had access to and used frequently. Joe Bob should be in jail for a very long time because he was not president. He had no power to declassify the documents he had. Joe Bob is not in prison right now because the DOJ said he's just too feeble and old. We're not going to prosecute him, but we're going to let him run for president again. Now, let me ask you a question, people. Let me ask you a question. How much of this do you see or do you hear on a daily basis from the Republicans? Yes, there are some people occasionally who do come up and say some things. They know they have to. They want to get reelected. But how much push is in their shove? How much? How many times, even with a majority, have they stepped up to say, this is enough, it's not going to happen again. We're going to go into some detail, quite a bit of detail, on the things I've been discussing. I'm just broaching topics for you right now. More than likely, after the break, we will go into, and I always do this, people, I will go into an article by Pete McCardle. And I like Pete. Okay, he writes a lot like I do, but he tends to cover things I don't have the time to cover. And the title of the article we're going to be going over is the GOP. Well, what does Pete call it? The gutless old party. Not the grand old party. The gutless old party. Maybe you understand now why I picked Pete's article for us to roll into. But let me get through a few more talking points that will set the stage for Pete, okay? All right. Let me say this. I started out with a question. If people ask me, am I a Republican or am I a Democrat? And the answer to that is, I'm neither. I'm a conservative. Well, when I'm asked, well, then, if you're conservative, you're a Republican. I may tend to vote in a Republican direction because there are more conservative ideas and ideals in that direction, yes. But am I going to tell the world from the day I was born till the day I die, I've been a Republican? No, I used to be a Democrat. Long time ago, not since I started the Liberty Beacon Project 15 years ago, but I used to be a Democrat. And now people want to know, well, you talk like all the Republicans I hear, so you must be a Republican. No, I'm not. I'm going to vote in the direction that needs the vote. I'm going to vote in a direction that supports and helps we the people, our future and our children's future. I don't give a damn if it's got red behind it or blue behind it. But I'm going to tell you something. Going forward, the blues win more often simply because they will put forward the backbone you just can't find an accumulative group of GOPs, the gutless old party. And if you think I'm joking, when I start going through the points, you're all going to go, oh, yeah, I remember that. 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 Now, am I telling you that I would never be a Republican? Right now, yes. But if we had a Republican Party that was here doing exactly what we would expect, pushing back against the Democrats who are literally destroying America and committing treason right under our noses. If we don't have a Republican Party that's going to step up to stop this, not just talk about it in Congress, not just send out letters requesting people to show up in Congress, and they never do. How about holding people accountable? How about doing for the people what you promised you would do? You are the party of the people, supposedly, the grand old party. Nothing you are doing today, nothing, puts you in a position to deserve that. So when I saw Pete publish an article with the title, The Gutless Old Party, guess what? That's exactly when I decided that's what today's show was going to be. Now, we're going to go to a break probably within a minute. And when we get back, we will jump into Pete's article. And you, I'll have my comments in there. It won't be word for word, but at the same time, you will get all of the main points. I strongly suggest, if you can tomorrow, go and read the entire thing. We'll be back in a minute. Disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer.
Truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe
I absolutely love this song. I really do. And again, I'm not a huge fan of the authors of the song, Simon and Garfunkel, which is why you're hearing a later version. But the words are a masterpiece. And if you haven't yet, and I've suggested this several times, go online, download those words, put them in front of you, and read them. Then look around you and tell me Paul Simon didn't have. Yeah, he did. He knew exactly what was happening. He had a crystal ball, and he knew where it was going. All right, look, prior to the break, what we were discussing is, and what we're about to trip off into in spades, is the fact that, yeah, Democrats are a treasonous bunch today. That's not a joke. It's not a guess. I just explained it to you, and that is absolutely true. And when and if anybody had the backbone to actually hold Joe Bob accountable for treason, or those who were, in actuality, running Joe Bob, then, okay, why do we have Republicans? Why do we have conservatives? Why do they have a majority? Why has none of this stopped? Why hasn't the stink they made been so damn big nobody in the world could ignore it? Why? Where the hell are the Republicans? Where the hell is the party that controls Congress? Where the hell is the United States, we the people, okay? Where is our protection from a traitor who is allowing everything that will destroy into America unhindered? And if you try to stop it, he will make sure you suffer. I dare anybody out there listening to me right now to explain to me how the hell this isn't treason. And if you try, I'll know you haven't been to the dictionary. But let's roll into an article. And again, you know me. I always like getting my point out there, but then I would like to tell you someone else's point and how much effort was put into that point to either add weight to what I have said or to prove what I have said about people who are absolutely wrong. Today, this gentleman's name is Pete Cardle. He is somebody I do respect, I do have faith in, and I do have trust in. And the title of his article that we're going to be going through, not reading word for word, but going through, is The Gutless Old Party, the GOP, the Gutless Old Party. Again, Pete Cardle. When I'm sometimes foolish enough to state a political view while out in public. You can't be held in jail without bail for talking about January 6th, can you? The person I'm speaking with typically responds with, "Oh, so you must be a Republican." Yeah. And I laugh heartily and shake my head no. The Democrats may very well want to off unborn babies, encourage adolescents to lop off their breasts and penises, counsel African Americans to expect financial reparations from whitey as penance for past offenses, allow any Tom, Dick, or Juan to waltz into this country unvetted, possibly unemployable, and potentially criminal, convince anxious middle schoolers that the earth is doomed, and staunchly support all the vile college brats and anti-Semitic educators advocating for the extermination of Israel. These are his thoughts. And to this he says, but at least they have the courage of their conviction. So in other words, the Democrats can do just about anything they wish because they have the courage of their conviction. Now that was Roger putting that in. Let's continue with Pete. The GOP, or the Gutless Old Party, as I call them, is the biggest bunch of overpaid, overstuffed wussies since Ghostbusters Answer the Call. Yeah, I like the way Pete writes, but let's continue. They promised to fight the people trying to burn our country down to the ground, and then go pause up the next time the corrupt, lawless FBI asked for permission to continue spying on Donald Trump and his supporters without a warrant in a constitutional republic. Oh, but treason and tyranny aren't going on. Come on, people. Rogers is just blowing it out of his mind. No problem. Let's continue with P. They run for office, okay, on reducing government spending, then agree with every absurd, wasteful, and unaffordable, considering we're the most indebted country in the world's history by a considerable margin, Democrat-sponsored giveaway. In other words, if the Democrats say this is what we want to give away, it doesn't matter about our debt. It doesn't matter about our children. It doesn't matter that America will collapse very soon because of this. If the Democrats say, give it away, we're going to give it away. Kind of makes you want to believe that maybe they're trying to get our collapse to happen as soon as possible. And anybody who thinks that what I just said, Roger, what I just said is bullcrap, you're an idiot. You really are. Think of Republicans as beta Democrats in sheep's clothing. This was Pete's comment. Let me read it again. Think of Republicans as beta Democrats in sheep's clothing. Now, am I talking about, this is Roger, all Republicans? No, I'm not. Am I talking about the ones who are getting bribe money and paid, I don't know how many millions of dollars they go into Congress with maybe $200,000 in the bank, and 40 years later they come out with $250 million in the bank, but the whole time they were in Congress. Damn, imagine that. Huh? Yeah. Not a joke, people. Not even beginning of a joke. Again, they run for office on reducing government spending and then agree on every absurd, wasteful, and unaffordable Democrat-sponsored giveaway. This is our Republicans. This is what Johnson, the Speaker of the House, just did again. This is why there are several Republicans that are actually worth speaking their names who have stepped up to say, this guy's got to go. But again, why did he do it? Why? Think of Republicans as beta Democrats in sheep's clothing. Democrats will fight, riot, lie, cheat, steal, and collude to win. They'll sic the feds on Americans with the wrong thoughts, the IRS on folks with wrong political party, provide the media with the official government-approved message, and make it ridiculously easy to cheat electorally while importing millions of new voters from abroad illegally. What about the GOP? GOP politicians, on the other hand, loudly demand investigations, send subpoenas, and are promptly ignored and send sternly, I tell you sternly, word letters. What a bunch of posers and clowns. How many times has the GOP, even lately, sent out subpoenas that were ignored? What do we see? Who's in jail? Who did, I don't know, the DOJ knock on their door and escort them to the Capitol? Who? Or is it that everything we're saying here, the GOP has no sack? I'm sorry I had to use that word. They have no sack. Because too easily, they give in. And Pete goes on. I can see why weak-minded people flock to the Democrat Party. They're the strong horse. The GOP, although I agree with most of their professed views, exudes weakness. People, this is Roger speaking. That's so insanely ridiculously true. It's insanely ridiculous. Take a look at what the Republicans do, even when they have a majority. They give in. And when they put out subpoenas, and when they put out, and when they put out, and people ignore them, who's in jail? Let's take a trip down gutless old party lane, shall we? Recall the photo of smiling George W. Bush in 2017, who actively opposed candidate president, Republican, and citizen Donald J. Trump, laughing it up with his good buddies Slick Willie and Barry Obama at the President's Cup. Yes, that's did you? When he wasn't mangling the English tongue or starting two deadly, costly wars and ultimately fruitless wars, we're talking about Bush, with Moore was more than happy when the time came to drop his conservative beliefs and money on the other side. So we're talking about Bush won't stand with Trump, won't do it, absolutely not. And if you consider, okay, how far the Bushes actually went in to the liberal side, you have to say this makes sense. Well, let's go back to his article. And how about Senator John McCain? McCain ran for office on the Republican platform of abolishing Obamacare. That's why McCain ran for office. Still, despite being terminal with a brain tumor, McCain revealed himself to be just another slithery operator as he single-handedly saved Obamacare and gave President Trump and every single Republican voter one final middle finger. It was his vote that saved Obamacare. This is, or was supposed to be, one of the most upstanding Republicans of his time. How many people really looked at that? Speaking of spineless failed GOP candidates for president, how about M. Pierre Delecto? Can you imagine a Democrat senator voting to impeach a Democrat president under any circumstances? The answer to that is no. I can't imagine that happening. Okay? But old Mittens, who was perhaps the progenitor of Obamacare in his time in Massachusetts, was more than happy to throw the president of his own party under the bus, further buttressing Democrat claims that Romney purposely left his dog on top of the car during a road trip. Whether he's abusing dogs or Republican presidents, Delecto clearly can't be trusted. But hey, he's a Republican. But hey, he's a conservative. But hey! This is happening way too often, people. There's far too many stories. We're not done. And who is a bigger turncoat than Obama supporting Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan? Democrat Fox or Republican? That's right, Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. Yeah. McCarthy gave in to the opposition of at every opportunity. He put the less into spineless. He would have easily been the most supine Republican House Speaker of all time until his removal gave us Mike Johnson. And here we are again. And what did we see? $95 billion going out to support other countries in wars and to strengthen their borders. How much of this is focused on the U.S. border, where treason and tyranny and death are being forced into our communities daily, with the biggest invasion of any country in the history of this planet? And how much of this have the GOP managed to stop? Let's face it. When your GOP street fighting, lib slaying, America saving hero looks suspiciously like Chris Hayes, you got a problem. Little Mikey wasn't no time. Look, this guy's been in there how long? And I've got to stop. I've got to say something about this, okay? Mikey wasted no time giving into the aid for the unwinnable war in Ukraine. Comfort to the plotters in the FBI and absolutely no protection of our southern border as promised. How would a Democrat Speaker of the House been any different than what we suffered under a Republican Speaker of the House? And now another one who has done exactly the same thing. And who can forget the pathetic efforts, travails, and observed recusal of President Trump's first Attorney General, Jeff Sessions? Somebody I damn near want to puke, this is Roger, every time I hear his name. So again, who can forget the pathetic efforts, travails, and absurd recusal of President Trump's first Attorney General, Jeff Sessions? No one. Anyone? Bueller, seriously, could you be a bigger wimp? Of course, the answer to that is yes. Another attorney general, Bill Barr, was a much bigger wimp, like his waste mine. He promises very big. He vowed to get to the bottom of the Clinton DNC FBI Russia collusion scam, but his results were sadly small or lacking or just weren't there. He and his pal John Durham, the guy with the bad goatee, did a wonderful job covering up an orchestrated coup against the sitting president. No one was charged. No one was punished. No one lost pension. And Barr's Democrat masters, no doubt, heartily approved and patted him on the back. Again, you can scream bloody murder about the changes you want to make. And once you get there, what do you do? And what do the American people see? Yeah. But could there be an even more, I don't know, GOP fraud than Bill Barr? Hint. Yeah. Another pathetic Republican presidential candidate. How about Chris Christie? Hey, old Chris, waddle on down. Let's go this way. When not skating on charges of purposely tying up traffic on the George Washington Bridge to settle political scores, a capital offense in this former New Yorker's mind, or single-handedly filling up a Jersey Shore beach during the COVID lockdowns that more commoners were forbidden. If you were a commoner, you couldn't go. If you were an elite, go to the beach. Christie misses no opportunity to diss the most conservative pro-life president and candidate in my lifetime. Recall the photo of Chris Christie. This is what Pete says. Recall the photo of Christie Cream hugging Barry O, and tell me Christie's not the biggest rhino of all of them. No, the GOP is truly gutless, okay? Gutless old party. They help to expel a sketchy Republican House member, George Santos, while Democrat Bob Menendez continues to flourish and numerous Democrat rats call for the total annihilation of Israel. Again, I'm not into the politics of this as much, and this is Roger speaking, as of the fact that we don't have any guts behind what we call the Republican Party today. And why is that? Are they all deep state owned as much as the Democratic buddies do? Is this all preordained? Let me give you a little bit more from this guy's article. They investigate the corrupt, dried-up vegetable in the Oval Office and his conniving crackhead son, and somehow come up with absolutely nothing? Knowing the despicable, lying mainstream media will totally obscure their fake pronouncements. They send articles of impeachment to the Senate for the despicable Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, and Chuck Schumer simply tables them and laughs. And what do the Republicans do? In response, the Republican senators, including Monsieur Delecto, do absolutely squat. They do nothing. Why? They don't have the backbone. Frankly, the gutless old party, the Democrats' pretend opposition, seems to turn tail every opportunity they're in the Sir Robin of American politics. At present, they run away at every single confrontation with, I don't know, there may be a couple of exceptions, just enough to keep them in office. They allow their nominally Republican presidential candidate to be lawfared to death and then look the other way while the media, academia, FBI, CIA, and DOJ do everything they can to take former President Trump down to the ground. They don't protect him. They don't go after those who are illegally and stupidly taking him to court. They don't do crap. They allow the January 6th rioters to rot in jail while the mostly peaceful BLM rioters look forward to further opportunities to break the law with total impunity. And what do the Republicans do? They allow it. They support and fund the deep state that would gladly jail President Trump, you or me, if only I could write clearly and powerfully enough. I'm going to tell y'all something, and this is Roger speaking. One of my biggest concerns is, what happens with all I write and all I do if one day I'm supposed to do a show and I'm not here? I'm not going to take it any further than that right now, but if anybody out there doesn't think that with all I say, all I do, all of our websites, TLB Talk, and everything else, that I don't have at least a little bit of an uncomfortable feeling every time I walk out of this house, you're wrong. But let's go back to these guys. They support budget spending money we don't have, on foreign wars we don't need, and on pork that the GOP pretends they're against. They allow our southern border to remain open, okay? To be openly discriminated against, as in white males. If you're a white male in this country today, you're not good. MAGA supporters, you're not good. To be demonized for caring about our formerly great country, and mentally ill boys to beat up on girls in athletic competition. When a Democrat can say, we don't give a damn whether your daughter has been practicing all of her life to win this and she's that good, there is no girl as good as her, and you put a boy in there who says he's a girl and he just slaughters her, what have you just done to this girl? But yet, this is something the Democrats will tell you. If you put a stop to that, we're coming after you. But the Republicans, they pretend to represent us while becoming fabulously wealthy on dentist salaries. How does that work? The gutless old party, huh? What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Say it again. Huh! Yeah. No, I'm not joking. I'm not. I'm looking at a situation where far too many Americans are waiting for the conservatives, waiting for the Republican Party to step in and save them. I want to ask you all listening to this a question. When the hell do you think that's going to happen? And show me where it's even started. Are they stepping up and doing a few things? Are there some in there that are doing more than others? Yes. But the system is so, the system has been messed with so bad that what is being delivered to we the people, again, is open tyranny and treason, and we have a GOP that is stepping up to complain about it, maybe even sending out subpoenas, but has no backup, no follow-up, no nothing. See, we did it. We sent out a subpoena. No, we didn't do anything about it. No, we didn't send them to jail when they blew the subpoena up. No, we didn't do anything. We're actually going to continue this next week. Thank you for listening.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at susannasecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, secret.com. SusanAnnSecret.com. SusanAnnSecret.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.